This is HPR episode 2190 entitled, Fucking Botnets, How Do They Work? It is hosted by Spaceman and is about 4 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, how using botnets for legitimate purposes can be useful.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey, what is up, hackers? And today I just want to talk about a GNU social bot, or just bots in general. Why would you need one? Why using a bot at all? And what's the purpose of a bot? Now, what's cool with the universe is that nothing has meaning. And when nothing has meaning, it means that you can use anything that you want for any purposes. And I'm going to talk to you about why I'm using a bot. But now, we have to kind of shift our thinking about bots, because we kind of see it in a negative way. When you say to someone, hey, I have a bot, they kind of think of it in terms of the media, and they're like, oh shit, I'm hacking this shit. Ooh yeah, botnets and stuff. This isn't what I'm talking about. I'm like really using it for a specific purpose. And the purpose is, I am archiving lots of knowledge. Archiving? This is fucking accent, man. Anyway, I'm archiving lots of knowledge about free software, yes, but also food growing, how to make money, how to live without it, how to Arduino, how to chip programming, how to generate electricity on your own, and, you know, just the skills that allows you to be more independent and control over your life and all that. So me being able to have a bot means that every day, without internet connection, I kind of have a file where I put in all of my stuff. Like, I just write like 10 sentences, 20 sentences a day with links that I find. And then I know that my bot will use one of those sentences during the day. So every hour, one sentence gets picked up and then is being put out there on the GNU social network. And just writing the information once isn't enough, because sometimes people just can, you know, just oversee it and stuff. Like, it might take a while for someone to just see it. And then what kind of subject does the person is actually attracted to? I mean, I can talk about software, but most people just don't give a shit. I can talk about botany, but most people don't give a shit. Anyway, I think that food is kind of important. But anyway, the point is, I am reaching out. I'm always constantly on an hourly basis spreading knowledge that actually is important, that help people help themselves, basically. So this is why I'm using a bot. But then I could see, you know, having a little company, and then you set up a GNU social instance within the company internally, and then you create an account, server one, for instance. And then all the inputs and outputs and whatever you want to put it, the reports, instead of receiving it by email, you can just follow the server. And the server says, I don't know, disk space is now at 50% or whatever. Like, this is another use of a bot that, you know, I could actually see myself selling to someone as a solution for your company. Yeah, so this is pretty much what I want to say here, is that you could use a bot for lots of stuff, and a bot means that it's kind of a system that works on its own. It's kind of a brain that you don't have to be there, and it's going to do the work for you. So you could definitely use a bot in any way in your life. So you can actually run your own new social bot. I'll leave a link in the description. And if you want to, you know, extend it, or you quite don't know how to use it or whatever, you can always contact me on theleverage.org/basement1. Happy hacking, folks.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.